During his Milwaukee visit, GAB Chief Kevin Kennedy joked about 2011 being a year of firsts.
Well, it's been a long time since I've had kids watching Sesame Street, but I can tell you that this political season is brought to you by the letter R. That would be R for recall, recount, redistricting, requirements for voting identification, reducing the hours for absentee voting, and writing your name on the poll list.
Kennedy and his staff are preparing in case they must pour through thousands of signatures in a recall underway against Governor Scott Walker. Organizers must turn in more than a 500,000 valid signatures by January 17th to force a recall election. The board voted this week to seek an extra 30 days to review the petitions and hopes to hire 50 temporary workers. Kennedy says the staff could have to review as many as 1.5 million signatures. Factoring in the gubernatorial recall along with the recalls against four GOP state senators.
You know, as stewards of the public money and the responsibility, we need to tell them, you know, we're not just waiting for something to land. You know, I've had staff out there looking at office space saying, what is a good secure location for this?
Kennedy says the process will be open and he won't keep the location where staff would verify signatures a secret. He says he doubts the office would need round-the-clock police presence, but he would call authorities if necessary. Kennedy debunked accusations from the Walker campaign that the GAB will accept false names, such as Mickey Mouse, unless there's a challenge.
You have a circulator out on the street. They're signing a statement saying, I personally obtained this signature. I know who signed this signature. So they're probably going to take care, first of all, of a lot of these fictitious names. If we get a petition that's got, you know, seven Disney characters on it, or the Dallas Cowboys, or famous quarterbacks in the NFL, we'll flag those. But we're going to be focused on that circulator because now they have lied and violated the law because they're allowing that to come forward.
Kennedy predicts it would take several months to complete the verification process, and there would likely be court challenges. So the earliest he anticipates any recall elections would be late April, but more likely in late May or June. Another hot-button issue he discussed at the forum was photo ID, a law Governor Walker signed requiring voters to present photo identification at the polls. Kennedy says he was not surprised the American Civil Liberties Union this week named him as a defendant in a suit challenging the legality of the law.
Well, we will defend it. That's our job. You know, our responsibility with the law is to administer it and the way the legislature and the governor gave it to us. We'll work with the Department of Justice and have them represent us on this case.
The law is scheduled to take full effect for the February primary elections. Kennedy says he does not anticipate a lot of confusion at the polls because the state has phased in the changes. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.